Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru, feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Stories of Hope. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you today at the 1 o'clock show. Here we are. We're talking about fertility in this segment here. My first guest today is Ashley Holmes, and she's the CEO and founder of Holistic Fertility Coach Incorporated and international best-selling author. She helps women struggling with infertility to connect mind, body, and spirit in order to conceive with ease. Ashley customizes one-on-one programs with women to provide them with the energetic medicine they need during all phases of their cycle, with support women that can optimize the egg quality in order to achieve success. And welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So I was asking you in the break before we came on that what success story did you have? And you said,
the first baby was born into my group, and I am so thrilled and happy for the mom and the baby, and you know that dream came to life for them, because it's such a struggle for so many people, and they can feel so alone and unsupported during their journey. So just offering that support that is so desperately needed out there when so many women especially are struggling with this issue.
So what do you think this issue, you know, you've been, you know, this is your line of work, this is what you're doing. What do you think the issue is? Is it, I could come up with things myself, but what do you think the issue is that so many people are struggling with this?
I think that we're really giving our power away to the medical field and to the fertility clinics, and thinking that this is the only option. And if this doesn't happen for me using them, then it's not going to happen at all. And that's how I felt. And I was blessed with twins, and I did use a fertility clinic the first time around, but it was not a path I would ever have gone down again. I didn't enjoy the physical effects of the procedures and medications and all of the rest of it. And it was a definitive choice that I am not going to put myself through that again. And I didn't think I would achieve a natural pregnancy, because I had a limiting belief that I needed to use them in order to achieve that. And along came holistic practices like yoga and meditation and bringing my body back into balance and alignment, and using Ayurveda and nourishing myself in the way that I needed to be nourished. And I conceived naturally. It took me years to have twins, and it took me less than 6 months to conceive naturally. And there's a big age gap between my kids, but it is completely and totally possible.
Wow. So you really took the reins on your own healing. And even after having gone through fertility services and everything, and then was that like a natural progression into your holistic, into the holistic field, and kind of got you started with this? Do you think that it was because you didn't get pregnant that geared you into this line of work, or were you already, you know, on your way there?
I wasn't on my way there, but I knew how much, you know, I needed to be mindful and present and aware of what I was putting into my body and how it influences me and how it impacts me and how I feel. And I didn't enjoy that. So I was ever conscious and aware going forward of how I wanted to feel and how I wanted to fuel myself. And the more I incorporated all these things, the better I felt, the more peace I felt, the more calm I felt. And everything just fell into place naturally, as it should.
Yeah, it makes so much sense when you think about it from the egg standpoint, right? From the place of relaxation, where a woman is really ready to receive. And when she's really, really relaxed into her receiving, then the miracle can happen, right?
Absolutely. And I think we don't realize that how everything we are doing now in this moment affects the egg quality 3 to 4 months from now. So all of those decisions that you make daily really do matter. And if you're putting all this time and energy and money into it, like, you want to have the best chance possible. You know, it's not all for nothing. Like, put everything into it. And that's truly why I believe I was blessed with twins, was because even then I didn't have all this awareness and knowledge and wisdom, but I was bound and determined that I was going to do everything possible to make this happen. So, and from then I started to change the way I was eating and exercising with just an inner knowing, trusting your intuition. You know, we all know what we truly need, and are we tapping into that and listening to that?
Right, right. How old are your twins?
My twins are 9.
Wow. So, and boy, girl?
They are boy, girl. So that was like, I had the dream, right? And I was like, let it go. You know, some people don't get any. Be happy. But a little piece of me always wanted to know, what was wrong with me? Why didn't the doctors have any answers? It was unexplained infertility. And I found my own answers. And now I have a 3-year-old little boy as well. So,
oh my gosh. Wow. Talk about it. Yeah, you're totally blessed. You definitely healed yourself and then, you know, gave birth to your twins and your little boy. Wow, that's got to be so fulfilling. So right now you're doing work with others that are, you have a group, obviously, because you said a new baby was just born in your group. Tell the audience about what your group is about, how they can find you, learn more about what it is that you do.
Sure. So it is for anybody wherever they are on their fertility journey, whether that's alongside a fertility clinic, whether you have endometriosis, PCOS, or unexplained infertility, or you've had failed cycles of IVF. It is for anybody to join, to be supported, to be guided, and to really have a customized one-to-one program for you for where you're at, and to work with your cycle as you're moving through the months. And so it's a 4-month container to begin, and then you can renew monthly until you conceive, because that's the goal. And it turns into a bit of a prenatal program after that. And then you have everything that you need for during your pregnancy and after, right? Because it is going to benefit you, not just for conceiving, but for the rest of your life. Because breathing is so important. And how do we birth this baby into being? We need to breathe, and we need to be conscious and aware of how we're breathing.
Yeah, this is really, really good. Now, what you're talking, like you said, this work is really for the rest of your life, not just in giving birth, but also in your own internal healing, because it's empowering. Everything that you're doing within your group and within your program is very empowering for the woman to really step into her own healing abilities as well, with your guidance as well. So do you feel that endometriosis and PCOS is diet related?
To an extent, everything sort of has a root cause. So this isn't just giving you medication to try to make it happen. This is getting to the root cause of why these things are present in your body, right? So, and working with and being mindful and present and aware of how you've been living your life so far, and making some changes and adjustments that would better suit you. And they don't have to be forever things, but they probably will be once you embody them and embrace them and feel the energetic shift and the difference within.
That's so true. Now, how can people find you? What's your social media handles where people can look you up?
So you can join the Holistic Fertility Coach Facebook group. And
what's the name of it? What's the name?
Holistic Fertility Coach Facebook group.
Okay.
Yes. So that is if you are currently struggling to conceive, or if you just need to land in a Zen zone and want some meditation and some chakra balancing and some peaceful vibes in your life, all are welcome. And my social media handles are Instagram, Ashley Holmes, 3202. And you can find me on Facebook. Those are my main places.
Yeah. Now, Ashley Holmes, are there a lot of Ashley Holmes on Instagram? So do you know? Because you have a very popular name there.
I do not know.
Okay. I was just curious because, you know, a lot of times when people are listening to this podcast, they're driving down the highway. And so having the clear handles, like giving them clear direction so that they can remember. Where
you will see a lotus flower with a baby blossoming out of it. And that is me. That is, you will see me all over social media with a lotus flower and a baby coming out of it, because that's truly, you know, our struggles become our biggest strengths. And that's truly what my life has shown me.
Good for you. Good for you. And look at the wonderful children that you've given birth to and are raising, empowered children straight away from the beginning because of your own journey. Thank you so much, Ashley, for coming on the show. Very enlightening, very good work that you're doing. I wish you huge success. And again, celebrating the children that you're giving birth to, that you've given birth to, which are our future leaders in our new earth, in our world moving forward. So it's really awesome that you're doing this. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yes. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show and we'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it. Launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry. Get the KS Media app. Go to the App Store and download it now.
Are you hungry for answers? Gain clarity on what is currently happening in your life. Reveal how your past is influencing your life experience. When you find the answers you are most hungry for in your life, you will gain inner peace and outer abundance. Contact Robin Clare to create an achievable plan for your ultimate success at clarity.com. That's clarity.com.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belth on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm going to introduce you right away to our next guest on the Stories of Hope show, and it is Hope Rieger. She lives in Ohio with her husband, Mike. She has two sons, Brian, 32, and Justin, 19, and three amazing granddaughters. One of her favorite quotes that she likes to end each session with, she helps people, "Grief changes your entire world. It can also inspire you to change the world." Hope's day job is a talent coordinator with a major financial institution for the past 26 years. Hope believes that her purpose in life was given to her after the traumatic loss of her son to murder. Her son was murdered. That purpose is to provide positivity, inspiration, and hope to others through her grief to Hope program she created in honor of her son. Grief to Hope is a virtual peer grief support group that allows grievers a safe space to be their authentic self with support of others who understand and know exactly what they're going through. Welcome to the show today.
Great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Wow. So yeah, we were talking in the green room that, you know, it's so good that you're bringing grief out, because so many people have to deal with grief and loss, and that people don't realize that grieving is a natural part of our human nature.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was pretty overwhelmed with the grief when Justin passed. And when they show up to your door, it was just like in the movies, they show up to your door and the police are there, and they tell you, you know, your son is gone, and you think to yourself, you got somebody wrong. I mean, you're at the wrong house, you're at the wrong place. And you know, Justin was 19 years old, full of life, full of his whole life ahead of him. He never got to get married, never got to, you know, have kids or experience any of that. And when someone brings you that overwhelming grief to your life and you have never dealt with that, I had lost my grandparents, but I had never really had a traumatic loss in my life. And I felt like, where do I begin? What do I do? Where do I go? How does this work? And in the case of Justin, the traumatic part was he was simply had a verbal argument with his roommate that he was living with two other gentlemen at the time. And they verbally started arguing, and it turned into a physical altercation. And one of the roommates pulled out a gun and shot and killed Justin. And so, not only was that traumatic in itself at 19 years old for him to, you know, I wasn't there. I didn't get to say goodbye. I didn't get to feel all those emotions that you would if you, not that any of us are prepared for death or grief, but it was so shockingly in my face that the roommate filed self-defense. So I also had to deal with, he was never tried. There was never justice. And so on top of grieving, then I had this overwhelming kind of feeling that Justin, I couldn't take care of him. I couldn't save him here, but now I couldn't even give him justice. So it was just a lot of overwhelming feelings, and you just don't know how to handle grief. And then on top of that, emotion.
Wow. I had no idea that it was by a roommate. And what that right away brought up for me, if that was my son, I would be enraged. I would be enraged. I would have the rage first that happened between the two roommates, then no justice for that. I would be enraged there, in addition to the grief and the loss. And I you know, that is unimaginable for any mother or father to have to deal with the loss of their son, whether it is to mental illness or suicide or murder. But actually, the reason what you're talking about, what happened there between the two men, is this is the reason why I wrote my book. I wrote a book called Peace, the Flip Side to Anger. And the reason why, because anger is a raw emotion. So somebody got pissed off in the relationship. And because anger, if it's in the body and it's triggered, the anger needs to move and the anger needs to get out. So whether they're going to use their fist, pick up a gun, verbally, you know, project that anger out onto the person. But we need to teach people how to process their anger, and that it's not okay to cause violence and use anger as, you know, to harm someone. But that actually we can actually use anger as a tool for liberation and really release and let go of what's no longer serving us, because underneath that anger, there's always a truth waiting to be claimed. I didn't mean to say all of this right now because this is your segment, but it's a very important piece about, you know, the grieving process, because I think being angry, being angry at God, were you angry at God?
So everything you are saying, I am shaking my head because that is me. That's what happened. The anger, the frustration, the revenge that I felt after losing my son and not being able to, one, be there to protect him, and two, I couldn't get him justice. I was so angry at God. I was so angry at everything. And that wasn't hope. Me as a person, like, I lost my son and now I was losing my own self. I was losing hope literally and figuratively. And I was angry and I was mad. And then it took me a couple months to finally understand none of this anger, none of this rage is going to bring my son back and honor him in a way that he absolutely deserves to be honored. So I had to dig deep, and I was mad, as you know, to God. And I was like, listen, you've given me some struggles in life, and I feel like I am constantly climbing that mountain and getting shoved back down and climbing that mountain. And I've always been positive, and I've always been outgoing, and I've always been the glass is half full, but I was like, how am I going to do this? How am I going to get through this and not lose myself, literally?
Yeah.
And so when I finally came to terms with, I've got to change all this negative energy, just like you were saying. I have to change all of this negative energy and create some purpose for this, some real live positive energy to gain back myself, my joy that absolutely I think a lot of people feel like after the grief and a traumatic, they don't deserve, because their loved ones in heaven. And Justin would want me to be happy, to serve, to provide some kind of purpose. And so that was the goal to everything God put me through. And I think to this day, even with the trial, like, it never even went to trial. And I think God knew he didn't want me to waste 2 or 3 years with this grief and this rage, that he was going to solve it then. But at the time, I didn't know that. At the time, I was like, are you kidding, God? What do you want me to do? And it was all in the plan of the purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, good for you for being able to get through it and get to the place where you're like, I have to get out of this negative energy, because you saw that you were, you know, spiraling, and that's not what your son would have wanted. And this could have taken, there's people that never come out of it.
Right.
There's people that never come out of it. There's people that never, they close their heart and they become resentful and just shut down. So did you make it through a whole year, or was it months, or what was it?
It was a few months that I need to hold up. I need to draw a line in the sand and figure out what to come to next. And so basically what I did was I started working on me, counseling, I went to a grief counseling, which is one of the reasons why I started my counseling group, because it helped tremendously. I quit smoking. Everybody's like, that's the time you quit smoking? I was like, yes, that's it. That's the perfect time. Exercising. It was all about getting myself prepared. Wow. And then I had to figure out what I needed to do for my purpose.
Yeah. And the thing about it is you got back into your life again, and because otherwise it was going to swallow you up. And so you got back into your life. You started working on self-love. You started working on yourself, caring for yourself. And that was a really good thing, but you're the exception. I tell you that you're the exception. So you started your own grief group. Let's tell the audience how they can look you up, where they can find you, know a little bit more about your grief group.
Absolutely. I started Grief to Hope. The came to me during COVID, with everybody going virtual. I was like, I have to do something. You know, there's death. Even numbers are on TV. So what I decided to do was do a virtual support group. I started it. It's a 7-week program. It's absolutely free. I do it in rotation. So I do that 7-week program. We take a break and come back. But you can find me at www.grieftohopesupport.com. Again, that's www.grieftohopesupport.com. I'm also on social media under Grief to Hope, Instagram, Facebook, as well as Hope Reader. So you can find me anywhere. My website tells all of the instructions, and you can message me there.
Yeah, that's really good. And also, when we share this on social media next week with the video, if you're on Facebook, please put your link, you know, there in the subject line underneath where you're saying something where people can find you. Because, you know, when people see it, it's just click right there. They're able to have access to it right there. So, you know, grief is a natural part of our lives, and making grief normal as part of our letting go and releasing and letting go, it's an important piece. It's wonderful that you're talking about grief. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. You know, like I was telling you, that I have a t-shirt that says I'm grieving. And one of the reasons for that t-shirt is that if you're going to the store and then the checker at the checkout sees the t-shirt and says I'm grieving, they can then have some compassion for you, because if you're not smiling,
yeah,
and if you're in your grief, which is it's okay to be in, and there's time for that, but that then right away it heightens the empathy for the other person to offer you some compassion. So it's something to that's why I
love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. Hope, you're awesome. Thank you so much for coming on. Many blessings to you. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch, and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry. Get the KS Media app. Go to the App Store and download it now.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Welcome back to the Stories of Hope, you guys. I have a wonderful person to introduce you to, Joanne Vanderbees. Her role now is she is an aunt and a great aunt. I really like that very much because normally people don't say that's my role. I'm an aunt and I'm a great aunt. So she's got a great relationship with either her nieces or nephews. So we're going to find out. The other thing about my guest is that she's a brain tumor survivor and she currently works as a nurse and as a personal support worker. Joanne's newest journey is as a host of the podcast called The Sun Rises, Hope for the Bigger and Better Life. These roles all highlight her passion for people and helping them in whatever way she can. Welcome to the show today, Joanne Vanderbees.
Thank you, Cornelia. It's a pleasure to be here.
Nice to have you. So you have an incredible story that is right up our alley and it talks about hope. So what is it that you want to share with our audience today about hope?
Well, I just wanted to share a little bit of my story and then tell you where the hope comes in. So in 2014, I was in my second year of nursing school and I was diagnosed with a brain tumor. Now, this brain tumor wasn't cancerous, but it's still, there's only so much real estate inside your skull and it takes up room and it was causing intense, prolonged headaches as well as severe fatigue. I would have a nap for an hour or two every afternoon. And at my age, that's not normal. So anyways, in 2015, I had it removed and they took the whole thing out and all good and fine and dandy. And the headaches were gone and the fatigue was gone. And I was pretty stoked. I'm like, okay, I can deal with this. The research I'd read said that you have, a 50% chance of dealing with it again in 20 years. So I figured, by then I'll be in my 70s, I'll be good. But go on about 3 or 4 years later, and I started having headaches again. And I didn't notice it because I've always had headaches. They've been part of my life for a long time. But my niece said to me, Aunt Jo, you're having a lot of headaches again lately. And that's when I clicked in. It's like, yeah, it seems like it. And then my next MRI, it had come back. It was very, very tiny, about 1 to 2 millimeters, which is about the size of a pinhead. So it's like not a big deal. But the headaches and the fatigue had come back and it was hard to do anything. So I dealt with that for a year or two before anybody was willing to do anything about it, which was very frustrating because I couldn't work full time anymore. I had to cut my hours back because I just couldn't do it. And I had a hard time knowing what was going on because I knew about this tumor and I knew I needed to do something. So finally, a radiation oncologist decided that, along with my neurosurgeon, that radiation was a good fit because it's right by the optic nerve and we don't want it to grow and affect my vision. So I had radiation in January and February of 2021. And I thought I had fatigue before, but I was knocked on my butt. I went to my radiation appointments in Toronto and I came home. It was about an hour for the whole thing, leaving and getting back. And that was all I could do for the day. I wasn't home because I live about 2.5 hours from Toronto. So I was just staying there. And I was, I don't want to say I was depressed. I felt good. I kind of felt like I was on a mini vacation. And that's where that hope came from. I knew that no matter what happened, that I'm a Christian, and I really believe that God had his hand on my life. I still believe that. He gave me a peace through this entire journey, starting with the original diagnosis. No matter what happens, he's already there, and he's got my back. So throughout this whole journey, it's been over a year now since I've been back at work, and I'm just starting to feel normal. A couple of months ago, I would say I'm not feeling dead. And unless you've suffered that chronic fatigue and that type of extreme nothingness, like you can't do anything, you don't understand what not dead means. I wasn't dead, but I didn't feel like I was alive. Now I'm starting to get to the point where I feel semi-normal. And I felt God's presence with me through the whole time. He's provided me with a support system that reaches out and helps me with everything from cleaning my house to doing laundry to driving me to Toronto and picking me up, cooking meals, all kinds of stuff. It's been a really intense journey. And I have to say, although it was a hard year, it was probably the best year of my life because I could focus on what I needed and healthcare. Sorry, not healthcare, self-care. And in doing that, in building my relationship with God has all been a part of that self-care and has gotten me through this really difficult year and has given me the opportunity for me to be able to say it was the best year.
I have never heard that anybody say that was the best year of my life, the most going through everything that you went through in this last year, all the fatigue, all the uncertainty, all the things. And at the same time, it strengthened your relationship with God. You felt hopeful. You felt more connected to yourself than probably ever before, but that you went through that, you know, in light of all of that trauma and illness and, you know, fear.
Yep. Definitely. I can honestly say, yeah, the best year of my life, I got to focus on me and what I needed and everything that included. And I didn't have to go it alone. And I'm just grateful for this past year I've had.
Wow. I mean, would you also say, like, on a higher level, on a spiritual level, you know, like that was something that was purposeful?
Definitely.
That was brought out for this to really get you to take a look at your own self-care rather than focusing all your energy on other people?
Definitely. And I really believe that peace that God gave me was a big part of it because that's what made the year good. Even in the hard times, I had a peace knowing that I was in his hands and that everything would work out for his good. And just that peace made everything, trying as it was, good.
And it feels to me like you've got the secret of what we all need in our foundations, and that is to be at peace with our lives, to be in a good relationship with God, to whatever the God of your understanding is, you know, whatever that is, higher power, universe, whatever you want to call it, but that it's yours, that connection is on, and that is primary and foundational. It's foundational, and that you build on that. Because when we look at our society, we see that, you know, that had not been the case in the last, you know, in our evolution with God being foundational in you know.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Wow. I think it's wonderful that you are healing, and that not only healing, you know, from the brain tumor and all of that, but that you've healed your own life, and that you've, you know, cared for yourself now, and that you have such a deep sense of peace. You know, I think this is just a miracle to be in peace like this in today's world, to have that deep sense of peace, to know that you are held and that it's okay and that you're going to be okay. That right there is the secret. It really truly is. It's a secret, but it's also, you know, a wonderful feeling to have, to be at peace this way.
Yeah, it's, what can you say? Peace is amazing.
It is. Now, where do you want to send people to, the people that are listening to you? Do you have any social media handles? I know that, are you still working full time or not anymore?
I'm working about 25 hours a week. So not quite full time, but getting there. I'm hoping to add a few more hours in, but don't ever want to go too insane like before.
Okay. Yeah. So you got the balance now. Mm-hmm. Do you have social media?
I'm Joanne Vandervies on Facebook, great_AuntJoe on Instagram, and my podcast is The Sun Rises, Hope for a Bigger and Better Life.
Yeah, that's so perfect. I'm so glad you came on the show today. Now, do you ever have other guests on your podcast as well?
So far, I've only had about 4 podcasts so far, and they've all had guests on it, and I'm open to doing more. So,
I'll have Ashley send you some possible interview people that you can interview on your podcast.
Awesome. That's great.
Okay. Well, thank you so much I'm just so glad that you're okay and that you are in a good place, and that you came on the show today. Thank you so much for coming on.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me.
Great. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry. Get the KS Media app. Go to the App Store and download it now.
Melissa Johnson is a certified life coach, author, speaker, and creator of WOW Ministries, Worship Over Worry, designed to give you the tools needed to live a life of purpose. You have a choice daily to worry about your life and give up the fight, or decide to worship God through your pain and triumph victoriously. Melissa Johnson offers a variety of books, curriculums, and programs to guide you through a self-discovery journey.
Book your consultation with Melissa Johnson today at wowministriesllc.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife, with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Stories of Hope. Here we are. My next guest is Caroline Wong. She's a hypnotherapist, yoga instructor, podcaster, author, business energy advisor, and she's passionate about teaching women how to change the way they look at life by cultivating meaningful mindset shifts while harnessing their energy through yoga, meditation, and breath work. Caroline teaches them how to use crystal energy to balance their home, work, and personal life, teaching women to stand in their power unapologetically as themselves is Caroline's way of cultivating an energetic can-do roadmap for the new age woman who is here to blaze a trail. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you for having me, Cornelia.
Yes, it's wonderful that women need permission to live unapologetically, to live full out and really fully claim their power back and have all the perfect tools that they need in order to take care of themselves. Is that what you find that you're helping women do?
Very true. And, you know, for the most part, I think maybe in our generation or my generation, I feel specifically in growing up, there was never that perceived notion of, you know, you can do anything you want to do. I don't feel like we ever really got that kind of push. As a kid, it was very much like, okay, you're either going to go to community college or a four-year university. And there was really nothing more than that. It never really amounted to all of these big, you know, wild, crazy dreams that I think people have today and or what we teach our kids today. And if you can see the astronaut behind me, I found her probably, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago. And I have been fascinated with space since a little kid, I've been fascinated with space. And I always say to myself, maybe if someone would have told me that I could be an astronaut when I was little, I would have done that because I am so obsessed with space. And so now I really feel like we need to cultivate that passion in our youth and in our kids and even just women today or young adults today, that if they really want to go for something, they have the power to do it. There's no limitations on what they can achieve. And I know that it's taken me a while to figure this process out, but I am really, really passionate about making sure that I can get this message across to as many people as possible that it's never too late and you've got to really go for what you want and don't let anything stand in your way.
That is such a fantastic story. I mean, that is a TED Talk. You know, that is really amazing the way that you put that together. And why don't you move to the side and let the audience the astronaut. That is so true, that if you would have been groomed as a child to that you can be or do anything, then your life probably would have turned out differently from an early age. And many of us were born that way and raised that way, not by blame or fault. It was just the conditioning of our times. But now it's our responsibility to make sure that our children and our children's children have a better foundation, the things that we didn't have, that it's our job now to make sure that we tell the children of today or the parents of today that you can be and do anything. And that's including being an astronaut or whatever it is that you want, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And even more so, I think that, you know, going into space and doing all of the things, it's just becoming that much more and more normal to talk in that respect. And I think, you know, Elon Musk has really paved the way for us in that generation. And given, you know, kids can really see that pretty much we have electric cars now. Back in the day, if you would have told us we were going to have electric cars, I mean, we would look at Back to the Future and we were like, oh, when is that ever going to happen? And here we are in the age of they don't fly yet, but it's an electric car, no less.
Well, they don't fly yet. My beloved friend Dieter, who's no longer with us, he invented, spent thousands and thousands of dollars on models for flying cars.
Wow. And
So, and that was his passion. And so I'm sure that he is now helping from the other side to make his beloved flying cars a reality, because he was, you know, so dedicated, mm-hmm. and committed to that. But people used to make fun of him when he would come around with his statues of the, mm-hmm. the flying cars and this and that, you know, or trying to gain funding for something like that, you know. Right. So, but yeah, Elon Musk is really, truly supporting our evolution in technology in such a way that it's really going to help us now, you know, by the speed of light. I mean, who knows how it's going to be? People are already going to space.
Right. You know,
that's already happening. But who knows what's going to happen in the next 30 to 50 years when we are aware and conscious that we can.
Right. Right. And that's what I want people to know, is that, you know, just whatever they're, even my own kids, my own three, I tell them day in and day out, whatever you want to do in life, I don't care how crazy you think it sounds, you want to be president, you want to be, have, you know, a company next to Elon Musk, whatever it is that you want, if you set yourself up to be in that space and you do the work, how does it fail? It's not going to, because if it's, that's what you want to do. And if you birth something from the heart that you are truly passionate about, the universe wants it here because it's in you.
Yeah.
So I wholeheartedly believe that whatever we set our minds to achieve and do, we will get there.
You're the conduit. You're the mm-hmm. conduit. And the universe, you just said that. That is so good. The universe wants it here because you're the one that is saying, I want this.
Right.
And because of that, that is all part of, because you're of the universe, you're made of the universe, mm-hmm. you're like the universe. And so that's an important piece. Now, are you working, you're a hypnotherapist, do you help people with their traumas of the past as well, releasing negative limiting beliefs and, mm-hmm. and you know, shadow work?
I do all kinds. It can be someone who's come to me where they have, you know, things that they want to release from the past. I have, you know, people that come to me and they are having, you know, business blocks and they're wondering why they're stuck in this particular area, and hypnotherapy can help move them through that. Because with hypnotherapy, you're not dealing with the conscious thought process, the conscious part of the brain. We're now moving into the subconscious, which your higher self is then giving you the answers to what you need. So the conscious brain is, and the ego is not bypassing those thoughts and saying, oh, that doesn't make sense. Why would you do it that way? It's now higher thinking, universal downloads, however you want to call it. It's your, the highest version of yourself answering questions for you.
Yeah. Do you do work online as well?
Yes. That's the bulk of my work is all done online.
That's good. That's really good. I love that you brought up the business piece. It's so important. So many people are now becoming entrepreneurs, you know, because people have found out that, oh, I don't want to work this dead end job. No, I don't want to do this. You know, COVID brought a lot of things to the surface, mm-hmm. of how disconnected we've been as a society, and really to start looking within and go deeper within. And also, how do you want to live your life? Do you want to be tied mm-hmm. to a building, or do you want to be more free, or do you want to travel? What are right. the things that you want to do? What's important to you as a soul, as a being?
Right.
And so, you know, I think that's wonderful that you're helping people with business, entrepreneurs that want, need to remove blocks. And then, of course, there's the trauma work or any type of, mm-hmm. you know, healing work that people need to do. So what are the social media handles where people can look you up and, you know, find out more about you?
My Instagram is at True North Tribe, and that's true without the E. My podcast is Tried and True with Caroline, and again, true with no E. And I have a Facebook group, True North Tribe, on Facebook.
Yeah, and you did start a group, didn't you? The True
yes.
North Tribe.
Yes.
So tell us about that group.
So True North Tribe was basically, I created years ago, and I just never did anything with it until just recently. And basically, it's people who are wanting to find their true north And that's what it's all about. You know, it's about finding that true north within yourself, not somebody else's true north, not what you think you should be doing, but it's your definitive true north that's native to you, not looking at anybody else's. And so through that group, I'm teaching yoga, breath work, meditation, all types of different skills to help people hone back into internally tapping into their own innate wisdom, because that's essentially where it all begins. You can read everything, you can have sessions, you can do all the things, but if you don't, if you're not willing to go inward and really look at your own truths, where are you going to be?
Yeah, I love that. Now, do you have interviews for that you're doing on your podcast, or is it? Yes.
I do interviews.
Yeah. Oh, good. And different healing modalities. And also, I'd like to send you a couple people that have some fabulous technology that I think you would enjoy.
Yes, I guess. And I'm loving the podcasting. The podcasting has been like one of my favorite things that I've started to do. One, for the people that I'm meeting, the people that I'm able to help spread the messages to. And it's just such a beautiful medium to share information and connect and collaborate. So yes.
That's so good. I agree with you. Podcasting changed my life when I started back in 2017, but I also started podcasting back in 2012 during that time, and then stopped for a while because I was looking for the right platform before podcasting was even called.
Right.
So it was for that time. So, but definitely I agree with you. I still love very much what I'm doing. I've done a lot of different things, but I'm loving this show, and I'm going to continue on with it. It's just going to keep evolving and growing from there. So I actually wrote a quote that, where I said, set your compass to your true north, the direction of your higher power. You know, that is actually is what you're talking about.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
So it's wonderful. Tell us again, one more time, social media, how to find you.
True North Tribe on Instagram, and on my, podcasting is Tried and True with Caroline. And then my Facebook group on Facebook is True North Tribe.
Thank you, everybody, for listening and tuning in to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll see you again next time. Thank you, Caroline.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.